All right, our classroom pledge of the week comes from the CCS East Valley School District, second grade class. This is Mrs. Shillam's class.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
A Pittsburgh couple's dog eats $4,000 in cash.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
All right, Kevin.
Oh, boy. I do have to get this news out there very quick to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
A dementia expert has revealed the precise age you should put aside beer, wine, and spirits with the aim of warding off Alzheimer's later in life.
Okay.
That's obvious. I mean, that's serious stuff.
Right.
And this guy is a dementia expert. Dr. Richard. He said people should become... abstain? Is that how you...
People should abstain,
people
yeah.
People should become abstain.
I've never heard it said that way. That's not appropriate phrasing.
People should become abstain. Mm. They should have abstinence from alcohol?
I think
alcohol?
Just people should abstain, not become abstain.
People should abstain. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
From the age 65 onwards,
oh.
Even just one or two alcoholic drinks every few weeks is said to accelerate age-related damage in nerve cells in our brain. Listen, that's fine, Doc, but I'm telling you, right. A lot of times when people Dr. get
Kevin
over 65, they don't really care about that,
uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah, the care level is
diminished. I mean, they're just kind of like, duh. I mean,
they're like, what?
There's some older folks, even like my mom. My mom never drinks when she's mm-hmm. home.
Yeah.
Never, ever. But when she's down there in Arizona for the winter.
Yeah.
And they're just all having fun all day. It's like we're playing cards or, yeah, let's see, what was it yesterday? She won $4 in bingo.
Nice.
Okay.
At the park. It was just the people at the park playing.
Okay.
And she's like, yeah, we got to get more people. There's a lot more people coming in before the end of the month, you know, to move in for the winter. So she said, it'll get busy, but it's $4. Cost me $6 to play, though, so I lost two. But
good math.
I won $400 at the casino.
Oh, wow.
With bingo when I first got here.
Bingo.
So I should have enough money for all the bingo I need. I was like, yeah. But, you know, you play bingo, you play poker, you do all these things. You're going to have a drink.
You throw one back. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know? Well, yeah. When Big Peter. King Peter.
I was going to say, what?
I changed his name to
you,
Big Peter.
You did. Yeah.
That's a different thing. That's Big Barb.
Big Barb is what it's...
Big Barb. Yeah,
which I don't think it's been officially approved, I don't think. Has it, Steve?
I mean, I don't know.
I felt like I got approval from him.
Okay. King Peter, Steve's dad, obviously... approved that
Steve's
because
dad.
You called him King Peter.
Yeah, I think he likes that.
He and loves that, yeah.
I think when I called Big Barb that night at dinner, her and I were sitting across from each other. We really bonded.
They didn't think you had
and
a connection.
She, mm-hmm. She was good with it.
Okay.
What? I mean, what do you want me to say?
But you know what? She had already had a few spirits.
Yeah.
Oh,
I see.
So maybe that
doing.
Was it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, they're over 65 and they're having spirits. So,
uh-huh.
You know what? Forget this. This guy, that's one dementia expert saying it.
Right.
I'm saying, do as thy please.
Dr. Kevin says.
Do as thy please.
Jeez, that seems risky. I'm not 100% sure you ever get that from a doctor. Do as thy please.
Do as thy please.
Yeah.
I need some help.
No kidding.
With, well, this show, this show needs some help.
Oh, I thought you were done. I'm sorry. My bad.
Well, yes, I need some help.
Yes, correct.
Also, the show needs some help. In Nashville, this is Steve's first time going and doing interviews.
Yeah.
And it's a lot, Jay.
For sure.
Now, we've done radio for so long, and you and I have a little, Yeah, we've just done it long enough. We know how to bounce off of each other.
You got a good rapport.
For many, many years. Mm-hmm. Huh? Yeah, we have a good rapport. Yeah. Good chemistry.
Rhythm.
And we kind of know who's going to do what, mm-hmm. you know? It makes it easy. We had Slim for a lot of years, which made it more difficult at times because
sure.
he would just go wherever he wanted, whenever he wanted, which was awesome because he did. He's a very inquisitive
certainly.
Person and comes
yeah.
up with
fun
stuff.
He'd also walk
stuff.
Away about half the time.
That is also true, yes.
He would just be like, you know
I
what,
can't sit still.
I got to go. Yeah, this chair's yeah. killing me.
So now Steve's going to be there, and we got to get Steve into the flow
yeah.
of these interviews and questions and all that stuff. I'm trying to think if there's something that we could do, like just it would be Steve's thing, where it's like, all right, let's throw it now to producer Steve, who's got his, I don't know, pickup line? Like we can set it up.
Line?
Steve's a single guy. He's nope. here in Nashville.
No.
He's going to be out on the town.
And that's I think that's I think that's what. We're
what do you think?
For.
You know, you're like, hey, Nate Smith, what do you think of this pickup line from producer Steve? And then Steve, you know,
I go,
whatever.
Hey, you want to feel my shirt? What do you think it's made out of?
What is it?
A boyfriend material.
Boyfriend material.
Oh my God,
okay.
No.
See, you could ask that to Nate Smith, and then he could be like, Yeah, just rank it. I would just have him rank it on a scale of 1 to 10.
Oh.
And then you'll know which kind of lines to use.
Hmm.
It was just my first idea.
Yeah, I mean,
we're not
out of time to come up with more, right?
No. I'm throwing it out there to the audience, too.
Oh, like, I see.
If there's something Steve should be doing in Nashville, like what should he be coming up with? He could be the guy that had the, written down like goofy questions like I don't know how fast do you think you could eat a burrito.
Okay, yeah. Do you have a favorite pair of socks?
Yeah, those are yeah, like we could do those, but
which we don't normally do those. We don't just, you know, because I know a lot of people will do those just to break up the monotony of interviews because who cares who wrote said song of a person you've never heard of. Not a lot of people care about that.
No,
and it's exhausting for the artist as well.
So we try to stay away from
that. How'd you get your start
yeah.
in country and western music?
Yeah.
You seem to have some pretty good songs and stuff. Are you enjoying your career?
I could ask those questions. That's gonna happen once in a while,
yeah,
but
absolutely.
That's not what we like to do.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just we got to find something for Steve to do because I think if we leave it to his own devices, he won't speak.
That should be helpful.
But don't you see that?
I do.
Steve?
It'd be easy to wither.
Yeah.
Mm.
Because in theory, I'm going to be live on Zoom with you guys as well.
Yeah.
In theory.
Yeah. Super confident with that.
Yeah. No, the engineer said it was going to work great.
He did. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I think it's going to be
we'll
good.
We'll see.
Now, I was thinking about this yesterday.
Well, I do feel comfortable because he said, I'm going to go to the general store and get some earbuds. Or earbuds or whatever. And I was like,
he's going to go get dogs that play basketball?
Yeah, I was like, what?
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
We are in full concert mode.
No.
No baloney.
Kevin James.
Kick booty or...
You'll be terminated. The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's a listener letter. You wrote it down. We picked it up and we're reading it now. Gonna find out if we can help at all. And we're gonna see if you can help with your calls. It's gonna be fun and it's gonna be great. So let's get to it. No need to wait. It's a listener letter, don't you know? And we're reading it here on the Jay and Kevin Show.
All right,
That is where it is my turn to say words, I guess.
It is, yeah.
Sorry, Jay. I didn't know if you were giving me the little intro or not.
Here you go, Kevin. That worked.
Thank you, Jay. It is listener letter time.
There you go.
All right. This one says, good morning, guys. I have scrolled way too far. Sorry,
dear
I was
Jay
reading
and Kevin.
I was reading the comments because that's what we need to do before we go on the air.
Not after we're already on the air.
Right. Well, no, yeah, I already had read them, but I had scrolled down too far and I couldn't get back up to this.
Such a problem.
Well, just like this, I know this isn't some earth-shattering problem.
Yeah.
Even though we've already got the comments that are like, how old are you?
Hmm.
And like, seriously, there's bigger problems in life. Get over it. People. Stop. The election's over.
So you don't get no grumpiness? Is that what you're saying? You don't
know. Like, we understand. He understands it's not a,
you know,
the biggest earth-shattering problem.
Sometimes fun problems are fun to talk about.
Yeah.
Because it's
and this
not
is a
so
legitimate
serious.
Problem. A guy at my work is retiring the 1st of December. Here's the thing. This dude has had the best parking spot for years.
Yeah.
Everyone respects it and never parks there. Even when he's on vacation, it's not assigned parking at our work, but a few people have their spots. And I'd really like to make his spot mine. I told my wife that I'm usually there before, you know, others, and I think I'm just going to take it. She says, that's not appropriate. I need to talk to my boss and see if it's available or talk to the guy retiring. They might already have plans for it. That seems silly to me. If I talk about it, I'm going to draw attention to the spot, make it a big deal. I just want to take it. What is the right way to do this? That is from James.
All right, 509-441-0999. I mean, first of all, Kevin, this is not even a real problem. I mean, how old are you?
Jay, don't be goofy. Oh, come on, man.
I know. We don't have assigned parking here, but a lot of people just park in the same spot all the time. It's kind of how it ends up doing. I mean, I think a lot of places probably have that, maybe.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are saying that, yeah, we have this where it's not assigned parking, but you know who kind of parks where.
Sure, yeah. I mean, and a lot of it's depending on when you get there. Like, I don't even know why Steve started parking where Steve parks, but he kind of parks. It's definitely not closest. It's, you know, like, I don't know, it's across the parking lot a little bit, like 3 or 4 spots down. But he parks in the same spot every day, even though Steve's here first. He could park anywhere he wanted to.
He could, yeah.
But he doesn't. He lets other people park closer to the building, which I don't know if that's, again.
There are some people saying that are like, hey, listen, do you need to be closest to the building?
Well,
is
it closest to the building,
about?
Though?
I don't know. That's what they said. Is the spot closest to the building? Is that why you want it? Maybe you should leave that for older people or maybe somebody who's,
certainly, yeah, I get
you know,
it.
Doesn't get around as well.
Right. Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, yeah, that's a thought.
That's definitely fair.
Now,
with me, I park in the same spot and have forever. Somebody one time did start parking in my spot, and then I just started parking next to them, and then they kind of got the hint that, you know, oh, yeah, that's right. Jay usually parks
that's
there.
Your spot.
And then now there's a person who parks, like, past where the lines are. Like, there's, like, it's not a spot. They're parking, like, in the drive-through part, in the driveway, if you will.
And it's kind of dumb because we don't have that many people working there, and there's enough spots, guys.
And she parks like super close to me. Like the other day, she parked so close that after I couldn't get in, you know, like 4 times when my door just kept hitting her car, I was like, well,
oh no,
I got to be able to get in my car. Why do you park so close?
Yeah, what did you think was going
to
happen?
Yeah, I mean, I don't need that much room to get in, but I need more than you gave me.
Here's the thing I think that's going to happen. If this guy takes that spot, mm-hmm. and there's other people that are eyeing it as well,
mm-hmm.
because if it's clearly like the best spot,
mm-hmm.
like other people have thought about this.
Absolutely.
And if he takes it day one, okay, cool, you've got it day one. But that doesn't mean I'm respecting that it is your spot.
Not in the
this
first
other
couple
guy had
of days.
It for years and years and years. Yeah.
Takes a while. But like, hey, first come,
be,
first serve,
you get
man.
There, yep, you get there Monday and Tuesday. I'm going to purposely get there earlier and park there Wednesday.
That would be great. That would be funny if you just automatically, like, look, I know you get here at 7:30. We start at 8. I'm showing up at 7:15, baby.
Oh, or do the thing where you know, like at our work, you go, you come in, you know, Tuesday night and go over to the Viking and just have a bunch of drinks, leave your
you
car
Uber
there,
home.
Uber home. Yeah, and then you just like Uber to work the next morning. And
there you are.
Whatever, you don't get there till 8 or 8:30.
Till it becomes habit?
Six.
till the guy finally realizes.
Yep, like this is my spot, man.
Yeah, you just leave it there every day, all day for like, you know, I don't know, a couple of weeks. And then by that point, he's like, well, I already found a new spot now.
Yeah, most people are saying it's fair game, first come, first serve.
Yeah.
You know, early bird gets the worm.
For sure.
But don't expect everybody else to just instantly respect that it's yours.
How long does that take, do you think?
2.5 weeks.
Final answer?
Yeah.
It might be. I mean, it's one of those, it's like, it's got to be a good couple weeks. And also it matters who you are in the pecking order at work, I feel like.
Ooh. Yeah, that I think that might weigh on it a little bit.
So if I just took your spot, that would not go over well?
You talking to me?
You talking to me? You talking to me?
Just clarifying. Are you talking to me?
I mean, I could be.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Did you ever want to do something like that?
You know, if I had
the time, huh?
Yeah.
Kevin James.
Just too little time in the day, Kevin.
I mean, there's so much going on. Like yesterday, you had the nap, and then there was the...
Well, last night, though, didn't he have to go to the bathroom?
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Let's play Jay and Kevin's Big Jackpot. It's big. It's a jackpot.
What do you say? The question is, how big is it?
Good question, Kevin. Hi, Trish.
Hi.
How are you today?
Great.
A little hesitation there, Trish. Everything okay?
I wasn't sure if I was afraid or excited or what.
Yeah, sometimes you don't want to just label it with a word. It's just, I'm fine. Yeah.
Exactly. Stop. Exactly.
Maybe stop badgering me about it, Jay. That's what you should have said.
I'm sorry, what?
Are you at work or are you trying to get people out the door? What are you up to this morning?
I am. I'm at work already.
Oh, dang it.
I start super early.
Oh, that's okay. Me too. Well, let's see if what we can do. Now, here's the thing. If you guess the jackpot right, you win the amount.
Yeah.
And what if you're at work and you win? Would you like still be able to scream and celebrate, or would you have to be subdued and quiet?
Oh no, there'll be probably some screaming and, you know.
Yeah, the usual.
Jumping.
Yeah. Oh, jumping. Oh, jumping. Oh yeah, wow.
Possibly, yeah.
Well, don't injure yourself. I don't know. All right. Well, let's play the jackpot. We know it's more than $945, okay?
Okay.
All right. What do you think? Well, let me give you this guy first.
It's time to play Jay and Kevin's Big Jackpot.
Trish, it's more than $945. How much is in the Jay and Kevin Big Jackpot?
$163.
How much?
$963.
Let's find out.
Jay and Kevin's Big Jackpot is...
We're looking for $963.
$954.
Oh, dang it.
They were still screaming.
Yeah, there was screaming. I don't know if there was jumping.
Yeah, jumping.
I don't know, yeah.
No,
there's
stomping.
There was stomping. Stomping. Yeah, yes. Gosh, dang it. Trish, I'm so sorry. We'll play again at 9:30, though, okay?
I'll be listening.
Okay, thank you, Trish. Appreciate you listening, and good luck. I definitely have sensed a pattern. Definitely have sensed it.
A pattern, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Kevin's Big Jackpot keeps growing with every wrong answer. Keep listening for your next chance to win.
Are the guesses still up on the Coyote Country website?
They are, Jay.
Okay. All right.
I have to update that.
You can just go to the big999coyotecountry.com, and I think you just go under contest and click on Jay and Kevin's Big Jackpot, and you see everybody's guess. All right. Well, let's do a little entertainment news here brought to you by AMCO, AAMCO. I'm just going to kick it off with this audio. Sexiest Man Alive. Did you see who it was, Kevin?
I did. It was so funny because I had just seen something the day before. Or he's on a commercial, maybe.
John Krasinski is?
Yeah, where somebody says, oh, man, I'd get excited if John Krasinski said hi to me.
Okay, that's funny.
And it was like, I was like, oh, because she was like, he is sexy.
The weirdest,
sexiest man alive.
The weirdest thing is they know for quite a while that they are the sexiest man alive, but they, of course,
they have mirrors.
Yeah, well, I mean, they have to keep it secret. They're not allowed to tell anybody, obviously, because they want to make a big announcement and all this kind of stuff. And it was just funny because they were asking him about it, and he's like, yeah, I did slip one time.
You didn't tell anyone.
The only person I slipped and told
was the day we did the shoot. I went to Matt Damon's birthday party. And when I walked in, yep, name drop. Don't worry about it. And when I walked in, he was having such a good birthday, and I was late to the party. And he was like, oh, man, why are you late? And I was like, oh, I was doing this photo shoot. And he's like, for what? And I was like, people's sexist! And yet again, I think he thought it was a bit, because he was like, oh, come here, man. And I was like, no congrats, nothing.
100%, 100%, nothing. Yeah.
I just thought he was just joking around, being John Krasinski, you know, people's sexiest! And then it turned out, wait, you actually were? I thought you were kidding the whole time. And that's the beauty about having a relationship where you're always joking around with somebody. They don't even know if you're, as Steve likes to say, pulling a bit on them. And I guess that's not the only one that says that, Steve.
I guess not.
You got the superstar saying it, too.
Yeah. He did the very, like, Steve Carell, like, people sexiest!
People sexiest!
Kind of. That was like a very, very Steve Carell type of thing.
People sexiest! And yet again, I think he thought it was a bit because he was like, oh, come here, man. And I was like, no congrats, nothing.
100%, 100%, nothing. Yeah.
It's a bit. You never know.
Sure. That's such a weird thing to be, too, for a year. And you know, like, all your buddies are going to just give you a hard time in a playful way.
Kevin, when he called his wife to tell her, she just started laughing her head off.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just one where you're just like, okay, I mean, what? Okay, congrats. Now, can you get home?
I obviously think you're sexy. I married you.
Right, yeah.
You're the sexiest man alive, huh?
That's awesome. Steve, what do you got for us?
Oh, Kane Brown and Caitlin Brown. They have a brand new collaboration coming out, and we now know the official release date of that.
I'm up for one.
Yeah. So I think it's been 2 years since Thank God came out.
Okay,
if
yeah.
I'm not mistaken.
Sure.
Ah, it's crazy.
Feels like that's about right. Has. Yeah.
Yeah. And they have a new, I think they have a couple that they've been working on, but Body Talk is the one that's supposed to come out, and it's, what is that, next Friday, the 22nd of November is when, okay. is when that's happening.
All right. Well, yeah.
It's quite the title.
Yeah.
Might be a different direction than Thank God, I think.
Yeah, I instantly started singing Physical from Olivia Newton-John. I was like, let's get physical. I want to hear your body talk. Doesn't she say, I want to hear your body talk, body talk?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. It's probably not the same thing they're doing. But
I would actually like it if it was.
I was thinking more Tovlo body talk. Isn't that right, Tovlo?
And finally, this. George Strait is going to be, this seems silly.
Oh, Talking Body, that's the name of the song.
Dang it, Steve. George Strait is going to receive at the CMA Awards show the Lifetime Achievement Award. And you're probably saying to yourself, hasn't he already gotten that?
Yeah.
That
hasn't he already gotten that?
Thank you, Kevin. He has not, but it is kind of weird that it's taken this long. I feel like that's one, and I know you don't see, the thing is, it's good to give it to people while they're still active and all the rest of
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
I mean, yes. You can have a lifetime achievement without having to be gone.
Didn't Toby get one right after he was gone?
He got some sort of award for, like that. Yeah, right? It wasn't the CMA because obviously the CMA award show is upcoming. But there was something, Kevin, that he did receive, and that's again, you were one of those like guys, give it to people while they're around to accept it and be recognized and appreciated. And it's, believe me, most of the people, there's not that many people that have the Lifetime Achievement Award for the CMAs. I think there's only like, well, here's the list, like 12 of them maybe or 10.
Oh, wow.
And most of them are just first namers and you know. Like it's Willie, Kenny, Johnny, Dolly. So obviously you know who those people are.
Mm-hmm.
Chris.
Chris.
Brett.
Christopherson?
Thank you, Kevin. Charlie
Daniels.
Pride. Loretta.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's fair, too.
And
Loretta Lynn.
Right, and Alan.
Jackson.
And that's all they have. That's the only ones that have received the Lifetime Achievement Award. And now you add George Strait. So, and, of course, the great part about that, then, is they're going to bring a ton of people on stage and sing a bunch of his number ones.
We like that.
Yeah, and it's going to be like, they said they might have to cut it down, obviously, but they said they have 15 minutes at this point scheduled for singing George Strait songs. I'm like, well, he's got 60 number ones, so that might take a minute.
Yeah, and every single artist is going to say yes to that.
Absolutely.
If you get asked to do it, that's the honor, man. Absolutely. Like, yeah, I'll sing a George Strait song.
Yeah. So anyway, that'll be coming up on a week from tonight.
The Big 99.9 Coyote. questions.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Steve has a producer's studio.
Yeah, he has a separate studio.
And
it's
like there's this extra little space over to the side.
Correct, yeah.
I don't know why they ever even made it that way in that studio, but there's this extra little space and a little computer set up over there.
Kevin James.
And that's where the little guy Kevin sits.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
We got stuff to give away, so we're going to do a little contest we like to call...
Who dat be?
All right, so you just call 509-441-0999. You can ask a yes-no question and then ask Kevin who it is that he's got on his mind today. And if you get it right, then we're going to let you choose what you would like to have. You can have either the Keith Anderson tickets, that concert's coming up, Thunder Down Under tickets, or you can qualify for the Seahawks versus Cardinals game, which is coming up on November 24th. We have that drawing. The last day to qualify is Friday for that. And our promotions team will draw on Monday. So let's do it. 509-441-0999. Hello, Jane Kevin Show.
Good morning. It's Russ.
Hey, man. I'll give you a yes-no. In fact, I'll give you two questions since you're first. Two yes-no questions, and you get a guess, and Kevin will let you know who he's thinking of. All right?
Okay.
All right. What's your first yes-no question? Russ?
Hello?
Oh, Russ?
No, did we lose him?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm here.
You got a yes-no question for me, buddy?
So...
You want me to ask the first one?
I have someone famous in my mind.
Yeah, somebody famous is in his mind. All right, is it a male, Kevin?
No.
It's not a man. Okay, you know, you can pick it up from there, Russ. What's your yes-no question?
Is she in a recent movie?
Good, that's a good question.
Good question.
I do not think so, no.
You want to ask one more for me, Russ, or I can ask the second one for you if you want.
Go for it.
Kevin, is she over 40?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right, who do you think you might be thinking of?
Is it Reba?
That's great.
It's not Reba.
You know what? That's a good start, Russ.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, why not?
Who's in the clues fully?
It was a slow but, you know, slow start. Great finish. Hi, Jane Kevin Show.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. You get a yes-no question, then a guess.
All right.
Go for it.
It's a tough one today. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's the radios in the background or what's getting us.
Is it a country music star?
No, it is not.
Ooh.
Not a country music star. Okay, so we know it's a woman who's over 40, correct, Kevin?
Oh, yeah.
Woman over 40, not in any recent movies, and not a country music star.
So,
who do you think it might be? No guess.
let's go with, I can't even think of anybody.
All right, that's okay. Hey, okay. You know what? You narrow it down. You narrow it down every time somebody gets a yes-no question in. All right, I'm making Steve answer the phones. It might help people turn their radios down. Hi, Jeff.
Yeah, that did not go well.
How we doing?
Jeff, a yes-no question, then you can guess who it might be.
What do we have so far?
It's a woman over 40, not a country music star, not in any recent movies that Kevin's aware of.
Does she like to cook?
Does she like to cook?
Does she like to what?
Cook.
Cook, yeah. She likes to cook.
Ooh.
Is it Joanna Gaines?
Oh, it is not Joanna Gaines.
Wow.
I haven't seen them on TV for a while. I need to find old Chip and Joanna. I love those guys.
I love the does she like to cook is huge. Oh, well played on the question.
Yeah, that was a great hint.
That was good.
He didn't go the right direction, but that was good work, Jeff.
Kristen, how you doing today?
Good.
All right, what is your... Oh, let me give you the music.
Who dat be?
A woman over 40, not a country star, not in a recent movie, and she likes to cook. What's your yes-no question?
Is she married to someone famous?
No, she is not.
Oh, that makes it harder.
What do you think?
Is it Amy Adams?
Amy Adams?
No, it is not.
Okay, Amy Adams. All right.
I'm going to give another big
one. Who dat be?
Go ahead, Kevin.
Not only is she over 40, Jay.
Yes.
She was born in the 40s.
Jay and Kevin show, hello.
That's something.
How about that? Hi, Katie.
Hi, how's it going?
Very good. Katie, she's born in the 40s, which makes her over 40. It's a woman. She's not a country star, hasn't been in a movie recently, and not married to anybody famous, but she does like to cook. Would you like to ask a yes-no question?
Yes, I would. Is she blonde?
Yes, she is.
Is it Martha Stewart?
It is Martha Stewart.
Martha Stewart. Just
83-year-old Martha Stewart.
Wow.
Who just released her 100th cookbook.
Katie, do you have any of Martha Stewart's cookbooks?
I don't.
Do you have any cookbooks?
Oh, yes. I have tons, but lots of them are like homemade from like my mom and.
Ooh, those are the best kind, though.
They are.
Yeah, that's awesome. Do you actually have them in book form, or how do you keep those recipes?
They are in book form. My mom writes them on like a little 3x5 note card.
Yep.
And then slides it in a little pocket and, yeah.
Is it like a see-through type pocket that you're looking at, or do you have to like pull it out to read it?
I have to just open it to the page and, well, find it first.
I don't know if it's just me or maybe you're along the same line. There's something that makes it even better when it's in like your mom's handwriting.
Yes.
I don't. It's so cool because I don't know how your mom writes, but my mom obviously writes in cursive, and it's one of those things where she still has, even at now at 94, she still has really good penmanship. And I'm always like, how do people write so? I guess because that's what they did all the time.
Oh, that's sure. My grandma. Yeah, my grandma's 92 and she still writes wonderfully.
That's crazy. Yeah. All right, hold on a second. We'll let you pick your tickets here for just 1 second. Hang on. Yeah, Martha Stewart was who Kevin was thinking of today. The Big Night.